Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The return of spring marks the gathering of lunchtime crowds at Anna Grano Park for the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council's Brown Bag Concert Series. Each Wednesday in April, a different musical artist or group entertains the crowd in concert at noon. With a preview of the upcoming lineup is Northeast Louisiana Arts Council member Georgia Street.
It's time for Brown Bag, which we all love. And as I've said so many times, it's on a Wednesday in the middle of the week, and you sit outside in the fresh air and the sunshine, and you hear fabulous local talent. I mean, what a boost to your week, right in the middle of the week. It's just great fun.
Yeah. Yeah, the series getting underway next Wednesday with a familiar name to many in the area, that being Mason Grenade.
Don't we love Mason? Mason's one of my favorites, and he just does all that music that we all love so much and enjoy over and over. And one year I bought one of his CDs. He was selling his CDs, and it's one of my all-time favorites. I play it all the time.
Beatles music, Eagles as well, lots of things that Mason covers. Is he going to be performing solo?
He's going to be performing solo. Okay. And, you know, he also does a fantastic rendition of Amazing Grace, and he usually will sing that for us if I beg. So I hope he'll close with that for us.
Have you already put in for that?
I have asked for Amazing Grace, so that'll be a good thing.
Looking ahead to April 10th, that sees the return of a very popular duo to Anna Grano Park.
Yes. We're going to have Rod Payne and Lisa Spann, and they're fabulous too. They do show tunes, easy listening, old standards, and they're just, you know, it's mellow and relaxing, and everybody really, really enjoys them. And they're such good sports. All of these people are such wonderful sports. To come and perform out in the elements, you never know if the wind is going to blow your music away, or in Rod's case, if the sun is going to be shining in your eyes and you can't see your keyboard. But they're so talented and so versatile and so willing to share with our community, and we appreciate that so much.
Yeah, concert goers often find themselves singing along with Rod Allen.
They do, or dancing. Dancing. I love it. I love it when the audience will get up and dance. That's always great fun.
Now, there is a very special performance coming up the following week. That would be April 17th. It's the Brown Bag Series welcomes a first listen to some selection from the upcoming ULM production of Guys and Dolls.
We are so excited about this. It's going to be so much fun. One of my all-time favorite concerts through the years was when Corey was here at ULM, and ULM right. did a concert for us. And so this, I'm so excited about this. I really am.
Something that's definitely going to be enjoyed by all. And then as we look towards the end of April, artist and accompanist round out the series with Margaret Ann Zentner and Julian Jones.
Isn't that exciting? And aren't we so proud of them?
The trip to Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall. Wow. And I told them when I talked to them that as an audience, we want them to share with us what that experience was like. And so I'm really, really excited to hear them.
Margaret Ann actually performed a while back during our Home for the Holidays that we did here in the studios. Her reaction, have you had a chance to talk with her about the upcoming performance in Brown Bag?
She's excited about it. She really is. And she also is willing to share about, you know, how huge the stage was with the three chandeliers and and looking out at the three chandeliers, and she realizes she's in this huge, you know, place performing.
Probably,
I think that's so cool. Overwhelming to most of us, but they said she just did a phenomenal job. So I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, of course, a lot of folks like to come out for the Brown Bag Series. As far as seating arrangements, share on that. You know, what can audience members, what are they encouraged to bring as well?
Right. Well, you know, this series is sponsored by CenturyLink and the City of Monroe. So the City of Monroe puts out folding chairs, and so they're always gracious to have those out and waiting for our audience members. But if you've got one of those folding stadium seats that has the little, you know, drink holders on the sides,
right. Mm-hmm.
Bring those, because those are great. And because we have drinks, we have free drinks provided by First Baptist Church of Monroe, and hot cookies provided by True Care Home Health. But if you want to bring a quilt and you want to bring your whole family and have a picnic in the park, it's wonderful. I love it when I see the young families come and they bring their children and they've got their quilt and they spread it out on the ground and they have all this wonderful food, and then they get their free drinks and free cookies, and, you know, it just makes for a great day.
And then they provide some free entertainment. Some of those little kids, I've seen
them
dancing around.
They
on the
love
quilts.
It. They love dancing with the music. I just think that's fabulous. We encourage that. So it's, you know, it's just a spontaneous. If you want to sing along, sing along. If you want to get up and dance, get up and dance. You know, it's just fun. Fun for our community. It's kind of like a, you know, a thank you. And we're just so grateful to the performers that are willing to share their talent with us.
Yeah. Now, in case of inclement weather, which I know that kind of creeped up.
How's it supposed to look? Do you know how's it supposed to look on Wednesday? Do we know yet?
I haven't looked that far ahead, but hopefully we're warming back up and things should be
all
clear.
I knew it was supposed to rain this
over the weekend.
So I got a little tense. But anyway, First Baptist Church downtown Monroe has been so gracious. And if their community room is available, we just move inside. What we need to do, though, is get a permanent sign that says we have moved to. One year we canceled at we moved inside at the last minute because we have to be so careful of our musicians' equipment.
Right.
They can't get it wet. And even if it stopped raining, people forget about the equipment and they can't, you know, you can't plug that into a wet outlet. But anyway, so we were so busy trying to inform people that we had moved that I forgot to tell my husband, who comes at, you know, 12:35, and he couldn't find us. So anyway,
able to make that happen. And of course, looking forward to a great April with each and every concert date in the Brown Bag series coming up at Anna Grano Park. Georgia, if someone would like to find out more about the series, how could they do so?
They can just call the Arts Council at 396-9520, or they can call me at the Ronald McDonald House, and we'll just be happy to tell them. And it's going to be in Bayou Life in Delta style. And so, and thanks to KEDM for having us on. We just encourage everyone to come out and have a really good time.
Georgia Street with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Georgia, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's always such fun.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.